9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a man if he ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys. 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm pretty cool. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoenaed from misdemeanors. Dreamer, held back, sex, Loki still a demon. And I still shake a bull squat. Praying for my broke, got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most brokest gold stockbroker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Oscar. Acid addict, Carsley, avid actor.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith. Down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better.
One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
The Rough Riders have won the first three games of this series in San Antonio, and today they go for win number 4 in a row in game number 100 in the 2024 season. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you as the Rough Riders at 19-11 in the second half, 63-36 overall, take on the San Antonio Missions at 14-15 and 45-52 overall. for Game 4 of this series. Yesterday, if you missed it, it was a wild one, a game that the Rough Riders won 1-0 in between the lines, and then we had some extracurricular activities as well. Benches cleared in the top of the sixth inning. There were a combined 7 ejections between the two teams. We have managers serving suspensions today, so we have acting managers, and hopefully we'll have both teams stay in their respective dugouts throughout tonight's contest. The Rough Riders had 4 coaches, one kind of coach player with Alex Degody, who's on the injured list, who was coaching first base, ejected, while it was 2 players ejected for San Antonio and their manager Luke Montz yesterday. So the Rough Riders, with that in mind, after winning 1-0 in Game 3 of this series, will turn to Kamar Rocker on the hill today. He's the number 3 prospect in the Rangers organization. The 24-year-old, 6'5", 245 pounds, out of Watkinsville, Georgia. He was drafted by the Rangers number 3 overall in 2022, and he's making his second career Double-A start. That first Double-A start was really, really good. He allowed just 1 hit over 3 innings while striking out 4. The 1 hit was the only base runner that he allowed in that game, and he looks for a good start number 2 in game number 2 in Double-A. On the other side, it's Henry Baez, who also makes his second career start at the Double-A level. His first one, he allowed 2 runs over 5 1/3 innings with 3 strikeouts to 1 walk against Midland on the road. A no decision in that contest for him, and he looks to continue his Double-A career on a strong note as well. The number 23 prospect in the Padres system. The Rough Riders have dominated this series so far, winning the first 3 games by a combined score of 16-7, but they have 3 times as many hits in this series as San Antonio, outhitting them 36-12. The Riders will try to keep that going with Kamar Rocker on the hill, but yesterday it was Mitch Bratt who had a great Double-A debut in his start, going 5 innings for the Riders. And we have him for part 2 of our pregame interview on the other side of the break. Riders and Missions, first pitch coming up at 7:05. Mitch Bratt joins us next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993. Or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
We welcome you back to San Antonio. We're pregame, and the Rough Riders are getting set to take on the Missions. We're joined by Mitch Bratt, Rough Riders pitcher, here on the pregame show. So I want to rewind a little bit back to your time in Canada growing up, talking to Brett Platts, Rough Riders strength and conditioning coach. He said, I have to ask your Tim Hortons go-to order. What is it?
My Tim Hortons go-to order is a small iced coffee with a farmer's wrap. And what a farmer's wrap is, it's like a panini, but inside you have a hash brown, egg, and sausage, and then like a chipotle mayo, and it is unbelievable. It's my first stop when I go home is going to Tim Hortons and getting that exact same order.
I love that. You got to. Okay, so growing up in Canada, what was your relationship like with baseball?
It started when I was young. So my dad actually was a coach for an older team, and as I was growing up, I was always around the diamond, always around him, being with the guys. I think he coached like 17 to 18 year olds at the time, and just being around that crowd, my baseball abilities kind of took off from there, and just feel for the game and having fun with it.
When did you know you want to be a pitcher?
I wanted to be a pitcher when I was 14, I want to say. I was actually a pretty good hitter up until I was 14, and I remember one outing when I was that age. I just all of a sudden started throwing harder, and everything just felt more comfortable being a pitcher than hitter. And then from that point on, everyone was like, you're going to be a pitcher. And I went from there. So,
you have a super interesting story as Mitch Bratt joins us in terms of moving to the United States and wanting to go to high school here down in Georgia. What really prompted that, and what was the big decision you had to make with your family?
The big decision was actually COVID. So once COVID hit, I wanted to continue to play. And as I just kept playing, kept throwing, I actually created a bullpen in my backyard because I wasn't allowed to go to certain parks and, like, do other things. Yeah, it's a long story there, but I just wanted to continue to play because I was committed to Florida State University, and all I wanted to do was set myself up for success if it was the draft or going to university at Florida State. So when I came down to Georgia, it was honestly just to continue to keep playing and continue to, like, hone in on my strengths and go from there. So,
what was that experience like for you personally?
It took its toll on the first little bit. I mean, with Team Canada, the 18 and under team, being away from home for like 3 weeks at a time in March, April, May, it honestly set me up for that experience. Being in Savannah, Georgia for, let me think, 2 months, then moving to West Virginia to play in a different league for another 2 months, and then getting drafted, all while in the States, it definitely helped me learn a lot as a 17-year-old, and just continue to mature myself and go from there.
Helped you grow up real quick,
yes,
I'm guessing.
Did,
yeah. We're joined by Mitch Bratt. Now, you mentioned Team USA, the 18-under, now also Team USA in the World, or excuse me, Team Canada in the World Baseball Classic. Facing Team USA, I'm sure you get asked about this a lot. What was that experience like as a 19-year-old?
I learned a lot from that experience, you know, getting thrown into that situation. I'm very thankful I did, because from the failures that I did have in that situation, I was able to learn a lot from it, especially with the Rangers' mental performance staff, even pitching coaches, everybody. They just praised the way I handled myself in that situation. I feel like when you're pitching in front of 40,000 people and everyone is betting against you because it's in their home country, it can be a lot. But just seeing everybody come together for me after the game really meant a lot to me and helped me keep my spirits up.
In the year and a half plus that has passed since then, have you been able to kind of look back and realize what an incredible moment that was?
Yeah, I think the coolest thing about it was when the new year hit and my mom was like, what's one thing you want to, like, let go in the new year? And I said that, and then changing my mindset from, oh, it was a poor outing, to I got to experience that outing and I enjoyed every moment of it. So
that's awesome. He's Mitch Bratt, and a new Rough Riders starting pitcher. Mitch, thanks so much, and welcome to Double-A. Happy to have you.
Thank you. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Welcome back to San Antonio. Zach Bigley with you. Let's get you the starting lineups for both these teams as the Rough Riders come in and try to win their fourth consecutive game in this series. Alejandro Osuna leads it off for the Rough Riders in center field, and it's Max Acosta at second and Cody Freeman at third base. Middle third, Luis Mieses is the right fielder. Abimelech Ortiz at first and Aaron Zavala the DH. Then the bottom third, Gabriel Rodriguez, the shortstop, Cooper Johnson, the catcher, and Daniel Mateo is the left fielder today for the Rough Riders. Once again, it's Osuna, Acosta, Freeman, Mieses, Ortiz, Zavala, Rodriguez, Johnson, and Mateo. Kamar Rocker takes the mound for the Rough Riders. Here's the lineup he'll face for the San Antonio Missions. Ripken Reyes, the shortstop, starts it. He was ejected yesterday in the kerfuffle. While Brandon Valenzuela, the catcher, hits second, and Cole Cummings, the left fielder, hits third. Middle third, Robbie Tenorowicz at first, Marcus Castagnon at third base, Robert Perez Jr., the right fielder, hitting sixth. Bottom third, Ray Patrick Ditter at second. Juan Zabala, the DH. And Connor Hollis, the center fielder, another ejectee from yesterday. Henry Baez makes his second career double-A start on the other side for San Antonio. And we'll have the first pitch and the play-by-play of today's game when we come back. Rough Riders Admissions. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Make sure to stop by Riders Field as it turns into a giant loteria board. Grab your cards at the gate and have a chance to win prizes as the Rough Riders host the Springfield Cardinals on Saturday, August 17th for a 7:05 first pitch. Don't forget, it's also the Rough Riders' second of three games as Cases of Frisco in 2024. Cases of Frisco are sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Viva Kissels!
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join the Rough Riders for Classic TV Night on Friday, August 23rd as the San Antonio Missions come to town. A Mr. T impersonator will be on hand with the A-Team van replica for a great throwback night. Come ready to represent your favorite television classic and stay late for Fireworks Friday after the 7:05 first pitch on Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for three games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
And he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the Lazy River.
Gone!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud Double-A affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness! What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
Today, the Frisco Rough Riders go for win number 4 consecutively in this series and win number 14 consecutively against San Antonio this season. Hi, everybody, and welcome into San Antonio and Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. The Rough Riders at 19-11 in the second half and 63-36 overall are playing some really good baseball right now. They've won 7 of their last 10 games. And they are looking to do some damage against Henry Baez, the number 23 prospect in the Padres organization tonight, as once again they come at the missions with this lineup. It's Alejandro Osuna, the center fielder, leading it off, then Max Acosta and Cody Freeman. Middle third, Luis Mieses, Abimelech Ortiz, and Aaron Zavala. And then the bottom third, Keber Rodriguez, Cooper Johnson, and Daniel Mateo. It's a wonderful Friday night for baseball here in San Antonio. It's a luau-themed night, and there are Hawaiian-themed jerseys both today and tomorrow for the missions. Rough Riders in their road gray tops and bottoms of the red double R ball cap. Osuna in from the left side, and we are ready to play some baseball. Henry Baez, the right-hander, back into his wind. He lifts the leg and pitches. It's a fastball on the inside corner for a strike, and we're officially underway at 7:07, just 2 minutes tardy on a 96-degree day in San Antonio. The 21-year-old offers home. Swing and a miss. Burn the fastball by him, and it's 0-2. 96 degrees. The feels like of 98 today. Sun shining up above. The only clouds in the sky are skimming along the horizon. They're the white puffy variety. 7-mile-an-hour winds as the pitch misses outside. It's 1-2. Blowing in from right center field with 12-mile-an-hour gusts. Baez, 6'3", 175 pounds. He rocks back in the 1-2. Osuna fouls it away to the left side. It's 1-2. Still on the Riders center fielder, hitting 307 on the season through 23 games in Frisco. He's 3-for-10 in the series, the double and a run batted in. The Dominican Republic native deals home to the Mexico native. The 1-2 just outside, and it's 2-2. Baez making that second start in the AA level. 5 1/3 innings in his first start against Midland, surrendering 2 runs. He looks over a black glove. The 2-2. Breaking ball. Soft roller reaching out for it out to second base. Ditter collects, lofts onto first, and gets him one away. Osuna just reached out. And a soft ground ball out to second base. Chopped towards Ditter. Max Acosta stands in now for the Rough Riders. One out, no score, top of the first inning, and time called. And Baez has to get a new baseball as he licked his hand and went directly to the baseball, not wiping it off on his pants. Acosta 4-for-14 in the series. He's driven in 3 runs. First pitch, fastball whacked into right field, sinking in on the right fielder Perez, who slides and makes the catch. Robert Perez on a hard hit line drive right at him. Difficult play. Read it perfectly. Came in, made the catch, and into a slide. That is a tough chance for the right fielder, and he made it look easy. Two up, two down for the Rough Riders, and Cody Freeman stands in. Freeman, a two-hit day yesterday. Right-handed batter. Baez rocks home. Fastball just inside, 1-0. The fastball from the right-hander will be in the low to mid-90s, that last one at 93. He looks over the top of his black glove again, rocks in the 1-0. Freeman watches up and in, it's 2-0. Kyle Stutz, the crew chief, has balls and strikes behind the plate today. Jack Wasson at first, Travis Brewer at third. This is the crew that ejected 7 players and coaches last night. 2-0. Fastball outside corner is strike. 2-1. Both managers, Luke Montz for the Missions and Carlos Cardoza for the Rough Riders, are serving 1-game suspensions today. 2-1. Check swing. Ground ball foul back behind the plate. Just got a piece of it, and it's 2-2. So that means Kavika Emsley-Pye, the Rough Riders development coach, is the acting manager today, and On the other side, it's Miguel Del Castillo, the bench coach for the Missions, who is the acting manager. Here's the 2-2 to Freeman. Just a bit low, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes on the Riders' third baseman here in the first inning. 0-0 our score. Hoping for a much less wild game, if you will, here on this Friday night in San Antonio than last night. Payoff pitch on the way. Strike 3 called. Got him at the knees on the outside corner. Freeman down on strikes, and the inning is over. Rough Riders go quietly in the first. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom of the first inning next, it's Kamar Rocker who takes the hill for Frisco, and we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the home half of the first inning, the Rough Riders. And is there a pitch clock violation on Kamar Rocker already? The home plate umpire Kyle Stutz was pointing at his wrist and then pointing out at Rocker. I don't know how there could be, as Reyes was getting to the plate. Yeah, looks like there is. So we start with a pitch clock violation on Rocker. It's 1-0. How about that? Here's the wind back in the first pitch to Reyes. There's a fastball middle for a strike, and it's even at 1-1 on Reyes, who was ejected yesterday during the bench clearing incident for sprinting in from his shortstop position and getting in the face of a couple Rough Riders players. This pitch is lined out to right field, right at Mieses, and he's there to make the catch, bending over and making the catch at his hip. One away, and Brennan Valenzuela stands in. A Kamar Rocker, the former third overall selection by the Rangers in the 2022 draft. Four-pitch mix. Fastball will go as a four-seam and a two-seam. Curveball and changeup. The pitch. There's a fly ball lifted into left center field, sending Osuna back into left center. He's under it, and the center fielder is there to make the catch. Two very quick outs on just three pitches. And here's Cole Cummings, who's 0 for 12 in the series. 0-0 our score, bottom of the first inning. Rough Riders infield plays to pole for the left-handed batter as Rocker squares his shoulders just offset of home. And the right-hander has his sign. He's back into his wind in the pinch. Fastball at the top of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1. Rocker, the number 3 prospect in the Rangers organization, has a slow, methodical windup. Black glove over the head. He pitches. There's a line drive hit to right center field. Osuna over, and he's there to make the catch chest high. It's a 6-pitch bottom of the first inning for Kamar Rocker. No runs, hits, errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the second. The Rough Riders and the Missions, 0-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Into the top of the second inning, the Rough Riders and the Missions, no score. Kamar Ocker with a pitch clock violation in there, a total of 6 pitches, but threw just 5 in that bottom of the first inning to retire the side in order. And the Rough Riders come to the plate here in the second with Luis Mieses, like Ortiz, and Aaron Zavala against Henry Baez, the right-hander, who threw a 1-2-3 first inning in his own right. 13 pitches for the right-hander in that first inning. Mieses has had a great start to his Rough Riders career. He had a 3-hit day yesterday. He's 4-for-9 through 2 games. Baez, the pitch to the left-handed batter. It's down and in, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Mieses, who was an outfielder during his time with the Chicago White Sox organization, played exclusively first base for Hickory. The 1-0. Fouled away to the left side, and it's 1-1. And he started the first 3 games with the Rough Riders out in right field. So adding to the Rough Riders' depth in the outfield. Here's the wind back in the 1-1. Down and in, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Yesterday, because of the bench clearing incident, the Rough Riders really, it was overlooked the kind of game that they played, especially on the pitching side of things. 2-1, swing and a miss. Mieses fooled on the breaking ball off the outside corner. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Riders held the Missions just 2 hits in a shutout, their 9th of the year. Mitch Bratt, in his AA debut, allowed just 1 hit over 5 innings. 2-2, swinging a chopper out to second base, 2 hops, and right to Ray Patrick Ditter, who collects and throws out Mieses. 1 away for Abimelech Ortiz in this second inning. 0-0 our score between the Riders and the Missions. Ortiz 0-for-9 in the series, though he has walked, scored, and driven in a run. Left-handed batter, Baez looks over the top of his glove and offers home. It's on the outside corner, a strike, it's 0-1. Baez had a really fine end to his time in high A. The 0-1, that's up and away, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. He finished with an ERA at 2.95, but he pitched much better than that late in his time there. His last 10 starts in high A, he had a sub-2 ERA. 1-1. Finds the inside corner, a strike, and it's 1-2 to Ortiz. And he steps out. The last 10 starts, a 1.89 ERA, lowering his ERA from over 5 to down below 3 in those 10 starts. He takes a deep breath. 1-2. Ortiz goes fishing down in the dirt, strike 3. A swing and a miss from Abimelech Ortiz. There are 2 outs. Second strikeout for Baez. And that brings Aaron Zavala to the plate, the Rough Riders designated hitter. No score as you play in the top of the second.
Zavala, on the other hand, has had a wonderful series. He's 4-for-8, and he's walked 5 times. He's walked in 6 consecutive games, too. The pitch, a swing and a miss and a high fastball. It's 0-1. He has hits in 4 consecutive games coming into this one. Baez back into his wind in the 0-1. Fastball pierces the outside edge of strike, and it's quickly 0-2 on Zavala, and he calls time and steps out. Baez is going to roll more ground balls than he will induce fly balls. He works exclusively from the first base side of the rubber. He deals in the 0-2. That one's high. Missing with a fastball, and it's 1-2 on Zavala. Cabo Rodriguez on deck. 1-2 pitch. Swinging a foul back into Valenzuela's glove. Strike 3. 3 strikeouts in 2 perfect innings for Baez. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom 2 next. Rough Riders and Missions. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bobby Tenorowicz steps up to the plate to begin the bottom of the second inning for San Antonio. Kamar Rocker back on the hill after 5 pitches in the first inning and a pitch clock violation as well. Tenorowicz 1-for-10 in this series, right-handed batter. Rocker peels back and offers. Curveball low, and it's 1-0. In his first start, we referred to his breaking pitch as a slider, but after checking with him, it is a curveball. That's what he calls it. The 1-0. Fastball up and away, and it's 2-0. He was sitting really 96 to 98 and touch 99 multiple times. That last fastball at 98 miles an hour for him. 2-0. Just up and away, and it's 3-0 on Tenorowicz. Another 98 mile an hour heater. Rocker, for as hard as he throws, is very pinpoint with his command, or at least he has been over the course of his career. 3-0. That's right down the heart of the plate for a strike with a fastball, and it's 3-1. Rocker, during his 3 appearances at the Arizona Complex League, working his way back in 7 innings, just walked 1 and then didn't walk a single batter in his 3 innings with Frisco in his first start. Here's the windback once again, 3-1. Fastball, strike on the lower edge outside corner. Tenorowicz laid down the bat and started jogging towards first. He does a U-turn and heads back to the plate. 3-2. Tenorowicz stands back in from the right side. Rocker eyeing, and the 3-2. Swinging a ground ball, topped out to second. Rodriguez vacuums it in. That's actually Costa, who fields and throws him out. One away here in the second. Marcos Castagnon stands in now. Castagnon 0-for-6 with a walk in the series. number 7 prospect for the Padres. Rucker looks in. He has his sign. With one out here in the second in a scoreless game, he pitches home. Fastball hit in the air, foul down the right side. It's 0-1. Rucker expected to go around 60, 65 pitches or so today. Johnson puts down the signs for him. And here's the right-hander's 0-1. Swinging a ground ball back up the middle. Acosta Fields behind the second base bag. Lofts it onto first and gets him. Nifty play from the second baseman, Max Acosta. Behind the second base bag, he forehanded it. And then with his momentum carrying him out into the outfield and left center, able to throw almost underneath his body on a rainbow throw over to first base in time to get Castagnon. So 5 up, 5 down for Rucker. And here's Robert Perez Jr., the pitch. Fastball at the bottom of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-1. Rucker just mowing through hitters right now. Perez 1 for 7 in the series, the 0-1. Breaking ball low and away, the curve, and it's 1-1. Rucker, of course, out of Vanderbilt. Pitched alongside Jack Leiter. Has one of the best 1-2 punches in all of college baseball. 1-2, or excuse me, the 1-1, and it's inside. 2-1. Rucker, a first-team All-American that year in 2021, led the nation with wins and strikeouts. 2-1, just up and away, 3-1. 14 wins, 179 strikeouts, and 122 innings. Just a monster season with the Commodores. 3-1 pitch on the way. And that's low for ball four. Well, he walks Robert Perez, the first walk of his Double-A career. And frustrating himself, he takes a walk around the hill. Ray Patrick Ditter stands in now. Ditter hit a game-tying two-run home run in the eighth in game one. He had two hits in that first game, that home run and then a bunt single. There's the stretch from Rucker in the first pitch. Ditter swings, grounds it right back to the hill. Rocker's got it. Underhand flip onto first, and it's in time. And it's two scoreless innings for Kamar Rucker so far tonight. We're scoreless into the top of the third on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex Degody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bill she can't find her parents paying.
Top half of the third inning in San Antonio. The Rough Riders and the Missions doing battle for the fourth game of this six-game series. Bottom third of the order due up for the Rough Riders. Caber Rodriguez against Henry Baez, who winds back and offers a bunt shown. He pulls it back, takes a strike at the top of the zone. 0-1. Rodriguez 5-for-16 in the series. Went 0-for-5 yesterday, though. 0-1. That misses down in the zone in the dirt. One ball and one strike. A couple doubles for Caber so far in this series. And going hitless yesterday snapped a 5-game hitting streak for him. The pitch. That's at the bottom of the zone, a strike. 1-2. Also, a little streak of 3 consecutive games with an extra base hit for Rodriguez. He calls time and steps out, reinserts that right foot into the back of the right-handed batter's box. And Baez, the 1-2. Rodriguez takes middle-middle, strike 3 call. He's looking for something else. 4 strikeouts for Henry Baez. 1 out, and here's Cooper Johnson. Only 1-for-9 in this series. The Rough Riders are outscoring San Antonio 16-7 in the 3 games in this set. But they have 3 times as many hits as the Missions do. First pitch. There's a breaking ball over for a strike, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders have had double-digit hits in each one of the 3 games so far. They're out hitting them 36-12. 0-1. Johnson late on it, lines it into the Riders' dugout on the right side. It caroms off the cement on the top of the dugout, then hits Aaron Zavala, and he's okay. And it's 0-2. Well behind that fastball there. Johnson lasered it into the first base dugout. So here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball, chopped foul up the third baseline, and it's still no balls and 2 strikes. The Riders did such a good job with runners in scoring position in game 2, hit 6-for-16, but yesterday just 1-for-15 with runners in scoring position, and Frisco in their last 12 games just hitting 180 with runners in scoring position. 0-2. That one misses low, and it's 1-ball-2-strikes. But the good news is the pitching has really carried them during that stretch. For example, the Missions in the shutout yesterday had just 1 runner in scoring position and only 1 at-bat with a runner in scoring position. 1-2, swing and a miss. Johnson down swinging on a pitch in the dirt. Valenzuela blocks, heads out in front of home, and throws down to first to complete the strikeout. 5 strikeouts for Henry Baez, and there are 2 outs here in the third. Eight up, 8 down for Henry Baez, and here's Daniel Mateo in the 9 spot. Nothing-nothing our score, top of the third inning. Baez looks over the top of his glove, he peels and fires. It's high, and it's 1-ball-0-strikes. Baez has had games this season in which he's put up big strikeout numbers. His season high is 10 back on July 5th against Lansing. The pitch is a breaking ball inside, and it's 2-balls-0-strikes. He's pitching for Fort Wayne. Those 10 strikeouts were in 5 innings for him. 2-0 pitch. Swinging a chopper off the dirt right in front of the plate out to second base. Ditter's got it at the chest. He throws out Mateo, and the side closes in the third. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. 9 up, 9 down for Henry Baez tonight. We go to the bottom of the third. Kamar Rocker back to the hill next in a scoreless third for the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Kamar Rocker back to the hill in the bottom of the third inning. 0-0 our score between the Riders and the Missions. Rocker with 19 pitches through two innings today. First pitch to Juan Zabala, the DH. And it's low, one ball and no strikes. Zabala making his first appearance in the series. 244 hitter through 41 games this year. 1-0. Swinging a chopper, foul back behind the plate. One ball and one strike on Zabala. Rocker threw just five pitches in the first inning and walked his first batter in the second, but was able to get out of it, inducing three ground ball outs. He wheels in the 1-1. Swing and a miss. High fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes. 98-mile-an-hour heater from Rocker. Rocker's injury history has been well-documented over the years. It was one of the reasons why the Mets didn't sign him initially in 2021. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Check swing and a miss on a breaking ball off the outside corner in the dirt. Kamar Rocker with his first strikeout tonight. One away here in the third. Nasty curveball off the outside edge. Zabala had no shot. Rocker picks up his first strikeout, and Connor Hollis steps in, right-handed batter. First pitch home. Slow chopper down the third base line. Freeman comes up, picks, fires on the run, and he got him. Cody Freeman with a nifty play coming in from third, got rid of it quickly over to first base, and Ortiz had to stretch out, but just kept his left foot on the base. Well, the second out recorded quickly, and that brings the top of the order and Ripken Reyes to the plate. Rocker takes a deep breath with his shoulders up and down. He rocks into his wine and pitches. Check swing, foul ball into Johnson's glove. It's 0-1. Well, the Mets drafted Rocker after the 2021 college season with the 10th overall pick, but they could not come to an agreement. The 0-1 bounces down in the dirt. It's one ball and one strike. So he went to play independent baseball with the Tri-City Valley Cats after undergoing shoulder surgery. Here's the wind back in the 1-1. Swinging a line drive into right center field. That drops in for a base hit. It's the first hit today against Rocker. First hit today for either club. Ripken Reyes with a single. Brandon Valenzuela stands in. Fly ball onto center field for Valenzuela. Single the first time through the second time through the order. First batter through the second time through the order. And Rocker working from the stretch. He readies and fires in. Fastball down and in, 1-0. Rocker pitched well for Tri-City, making five appearances, a 1.35 ERA. Struck out 35 over 20 innings, and then entered his name into the draft the following year in 2022, where the Rangers surprised a lot of people by taking him third overall. He sets in the 1-0. Swing and a miss. High fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. Well, he was pitching very well for Hickory in 2023. He was just steaming through and
was pitching well enough that the Rangers had decided to bring him up to Double-A, and he was one start away from coming up to Frisco. Here's the 1-1. Swinging a foul back into Johnson's glove. A nasty pitch down and in on the fastball. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Valenzuela. But in that last start before he was going to come up to Frisco, he tore his UCL and had to undergo Tommy John surgery. He's progressed quite nicely coming off the surgery and making his way back into affiliated baseball and into a Rough Riders uniform for the second time tonight. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Valenzuela. Ripken Reyes goes. The pitch is swung on and fouled off to the left side. It's still 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reyes goes back into first. Rocker's still in good shape with that pitch count. This next one will be his 32nd. He offers home. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Went with a curveball. Kamar Rocker with 2 strikeouts in the third inning. We're still scoreless to the top of the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network. Watch me
now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maxi Macosa, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Alejandro Osuna starts the Rough Riders fourth inning. Frisco and San Antonio, 0-0 our score. Only one hit combined between the two teams. Only 2 combined base runners. Both of those have come on San Antonio's side. Henry Baez has gone 9 up, 9 down with 5 strikeouts. First pitch home to Osuna. Pours a breaking ball in the outside corner. It's 0-1. Osuna bounced out to second base his first time up in the first inning. Baez deals. And that one's low and outside. It's 1-1. Baez, we mentioned how good he was down the stretch in high A before getting promoted last week. 1-1. Up and in. And a late strike call. It's 1-2 on a fastball. Baez had a really good start back on July 12th on the road at West Michigan. He wheels in the 1-2. Swinging a foul out of play to the left side. It's still 1-2 on the Riders center fielder. He was part of a no-hitter, a combined no-hitter between 3 different pitchers for Fort Wayne, the high A affiliate of the Padres. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Late swing from Osuna. He strikes out. It's the 6th strikeout already for Henry Baez, and there's one away. Acosta steps in now for the Riders. He lined out to right field in the first. 0-0 our score. The funny thing about that game, though, for Baez was he threw a no-hitter across 7 innings as he wheels here in the pitch. It's down in the dirt off the outside corner. 1-0. But he allowed a run. It was an unearned run that came across on a double play. After that, runner reached on an error. He walked one and struck out four over his time on the hill, the 1-0. There's a curveball in the inside corner, a strike. And it's 1-1. They ended up winning that game 9-1 with the no-hitter. On the other side, Fort Wayne had 18 hits, too, so it was a dominating no-hitter. Not a close game by any means. One out, bases clear here in the fourth inning. Baez, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good changeup. 1-2.
That kind of cut belongs in single A.
LaCosta stands back in from the right side. Baez with his shoulders squared towards his own dugout on the third base side. And the 1-2 is cut on and missed for strike three. Another changeup. LaCosta down swinging, and it's now seven strikeouts for Baez through 3 2/3 innings. He's looking like the top prospect tonight. This has been incredibly impressive. He's mixed his pitches very well. So here's Cody Freeman, who struck out back in the first. The pitch. Swinging a soft tapper back to the hill. Baez reaches to his backhand side. He's got it. Rainbows it over to first, and it's just in time, barely, to get Freeman. Side retired. Two more strikeouts, seven for him through four perfect innings. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Rough Riders have Kamar Rocker back to the hill next in a nothing-nothing game on the Riders Baseball Network. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and, even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctual plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Leading off by the fourth inning, left fielder Cole coming.
Bottom of the fourth inning, the Rough Riders and Missions locked in a scoreless tie. Cole Cummings, Robbie Tenorowicz, Marcos Castagnon due up 3-4-5 against Kamar Rocker, who has his sign, wheels, and delivers home. Fastball fouled straight back. It's 0-1. The fastball continues to sit in the upper 90s. That last one at 97. He's been 97, 98 for the most part of the fastball, especially over the last two innings. 0-1. Down in the dirt. One ball and one strike. And he has now thrown 34 pitches as he goes here in the fourth inning. Very, very efficient. Five-pitch first inning for him. He rocks into his line in the 1-1. Swing and a miss from Cummings. A high fastball. One ball and two strikes. Only two base runners for San Antonio through the first two innings. A single from Ripken Reyes in the third. The pitch caught on and missed. Down in the dirt for strike three. Kamar Rocker with his third strikeout. It comes in the curveball. And he gets out number one here in the fourth inning. Robbie Tenorowicz stands in now. Another nasty pitch for Rocker. He is looking locked in right now. Tenero, it's right-handed batter. Rocker deals home. Swing and a miss. Fastball busted in and handcuffed him on the inside corner. It's 0-1 on the first baseman. Rocker gave up a couple bits of hard contact in the first two innings. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good curveball away. And it's 0-2. But in his last two innings, with the exception of that Reyes single, he has carved up this mission's order. He's ahead 0-2. The pitch. And it's fouled off. Just caught a piece on the curveball. Still no balls and two strikes. Rough Riders infield plays slightly to pull for Tenerowitz. Rocker the 0-2. A late swing, ground ball up the first baseline. Ortiz has got it. He takes it to the bag himself and retires Tenerowitz. A defensive hack for the first baseman. He weakly grounded it up the first baseline. Two away in the fourth inning. Marcos Castagnon stands in. Nothing our score. Head-to-head game number 16 on the season between these two clubs. First pitch. Check swing. And he went around and a curveball off the outside corner. It's 0-1. Castagnon bounced out to short his first time up. Rocker the 0-1. Swinging a foul over our heads, and it's quickly 0-2. Rocker has thrown just one pitch outside of the zone in this inning. That didn't get a strike call. Steps off the back of the rubber. Now retoes it from the first base side. Black glove at the belt. He's into his windup, and the 0-2. Check swing. He went around off the outside corner for strike three, and it's another strikeout for Kamar Rocker, his fourth and his third in his last four batters. 1-2-3 inning here in the fourth. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top five next. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Top half of the fifth inning, neither team has scored yet. Kamar Rocker struck out four through four innings in his start today. And the pitch to Luis Mieses is down low. It's one ball and no strikes. And Nick Krauth has started to loosen in the Rough Riders bullpen, so that's probably it for Kamar. If it is it, he was really good. 43 pitches across four innings. The pitch. Swing and a miss off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. And Mieses went fishing. Rough Riders had the middle third of the order due up. Luis Mieses, Abimelech Ortiz, and Aaron Zavala in this fifth inning. Trying to figure out Henry Baez. He's gone 12 up, 12 down against him with seven strikeouts. The 1-1. Breaking ball outside. It's two balls and one strike. He has shown really good stuff. That curveball has been really impressive. He winds in the 2-1. Inside with a fastball, 3-1. Baez has been very effective against both sides of the plate, but especially right-handed batters. 3-1. There's a ground ball foul on the right side towards the Riders' dugout. 3-2. Right-hander is hitting just 187 against him with an under 500 OPS during his time in Fort Wayne. The left-hander is a little bit more success. They had three of the four home runs he allowed. The pitch fouled away to the left side, and it's still three balls and two strikes. And he still held him to an OPS of under 700 at 635. Still really impressive against left-handed batters. He's back into his wind once again in the payoff pitch. There's a line shot hit to left field right at Cole Cummings. He's there, reaches up at the last second and makes the catch. And the Aces hit it hard, though, right at Cummings. One down, and here's Abimelech Ortiz. It's probably the hardest ball hit against him by any Rough Riders player. First offering. Inside corner at the knees of strike. It's 0-1. Ortiz struck out swinging in the second. 0-1. Fouled back, and it's 0-2. The Rough Riders have had no problem collecting hits in the first three games of this series, including in Game 2 when they had 15 tying a season high, but it's been hard to come by today. The 0-2, chopped in the ground to second. Ditter backhands, two hops right to the chest, and he throws on to first to get Ortiz, two outs. Aaron Zavala takes his turn now. Riders winners of seven of their last 10 games coming into this one today, including three in a row. First pitch to Z. Breaking ball strike outside corner, 0-1. Their pitching carried them during this stretch of the last 10 games. 0-1. Misses down, and it's one ball and one strike. They allowed 32 runs in the last 10 games, but 14 runs came in one of those games. So really dominant stuff on the pitching side. 1-1 offering. Zavala fouls it away to the left side, and he's behind in the count 1-2. That ball caroming off the face of the overhang here and into the stands. One ball and two strikes. Offering home. Zavala grounds it foul weakly down the right side into the Riders' dugout. It's still one ball and two strikes. The designated hitter trying to pick up the first Rough Riders hit tonight. And first base runner as well. 1-2. Slow roller off the end of the bat to third. Castagnon's got it. Whips it to first in time. And it's 15 up, 15 down for Henry Baez through five innings. No score to the bottom of the fifth. Nick Krauth, come on out for the Rough Riders when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For
solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Kamar Rocker done after his four innings of work today in his second career start at the AA level, and boy, was he fantastic. Four more shutout innings, allowing just one hit. He walked one and struck out four. Robert Perez Jr. stands in. A walk his first time up against Nick Krauth out of the Rough Riders bullpen. And the first pitch, that's low and outside, one ball and no strikes. And Nick Krauth taking over for Kamar Rocker, giving a little bit different look out of the pen. He winds in the 1-0. A curveball outside, two balls and no strikes. A guy who threw 96 to 99 miles an hour with a hammer curveball in the upper 80s, a 2-0. That one's inside. It's 3-0 to Nick Krauth, who will top out around 91 miles an hour, 92 miles an hour with a six-pitch mix. He winds. 3-0. That's outside for ball four, and he walks Robert Perez, the first man he faces here in the fifth inning. Krauth, a member of the Rough Riders starting rotation the last season and the first half of this year. Relegated to the bullpen with all the starting pitchers that have been throughout this Rough Riders team now. He drew the short end of the stick. The pitch. There's a fly ball into left center field. Osuna coming in. He's under it. And the center fielder makes the catch. Ditter flies out to center field, and there's one away. And Juan Zabala makes his way to the plate. Krauth, 6'3", 170-pound, 24-year-old out of Concord, California. 7-3 this year with a 5.38 ERA. He's making his fourth appearance out of the bullpen and to go along with 14 starts. Zabala readies and fires. There's a bunt down the third baseline and a beauty. Freeman comes up, fields, and puts it in his pocket. Zabala, a gorgeous bunt base hit. Perez up to second base. Runners at first and second. It's the first time for either team today that there have been two base runners in the same inning. Connor Hollis in the ninth spot steps in now. He was robbed of a base hit by a pretty play from Cody Freeman in the third. A soft roller down the third base line. One out, two aboard. Bottom of the fifth, the pitch. Curveball outside, 1-0. Still no score in this game. Krauth in a whole heap of trouble as he readies from the stretch. And the 1-0. Another breaking ball, this one on the inside corner for a strike. It's now 1-1. Hollis has had a really tough time at the plate entering into tonight. His last 15 games hitting just 154, just 8 hits over his last 15 games. 1-1. Breaking ball, lined into center field. Osuna coming on. He has to play it on a hop, base hit. Throw into second base, not in time. Zabala had to wait to see if it was going to land, and the bases are loaded now. Walk, fly out, single, single. Bases loaded. One down for Ripken Reyes. And Krauth hoping for a ball hit right at somebody. Reyes, pretty fleet of foot, tough guy to turn two on. the pitch. It's high, and it's one ball and no strikes on Reyes. Perez at third, Zabala at second, Hollis at first. 1-0 pitch. Popped up. Left side, foul ground, Freeman giving it a look, so is Johnson. It's well out of play. One ball and one strike. Reyes singled into right center field back in the third. Trying to get out of this jam here in the fifth inning. He brings it home. There's a line shot looped into left center field. It lands in for a base hit. Perez in to score. Zabala up to third. Now he comes across and scores. Now Reyes is caught in a rundown. Ortiz throws home. The throw not in time. Hollis scores from first. It's 3-0 Mission. Reyes ends up at second base. He lined a single into left center field, scoring two runs and then gotten a rundown in between first and second. And the throw home to try to get Hollis was just late. All three runs coming to score. Here's Brandon Valenzuela, first pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. It's 0-1. So Rocker exits and the Riders immediately give up three runs and still just one out in the inning. A throw back to second base. Quick tag, not in time. Rodriguez exploded from his shortstop position towards the bag. Perfect throw from Krauth, but Reyes was not caught napping and he dove back in safely. 0-1 on Valenzuela, who's 0-2 with a flyout and a strikeout. The pitch, swing and a miss, and a good curveball down and in. It's 0-2. Well, they marked it as a double in the scorebook. That can't be. That should be a single. It should be a single with two RBIs, and they gave him three. So that should be revised, as the pitch is hit in the air out to shallow left center field. Mateo racing on, still coming, and it drops in a base hit. Hot Reyes going to third, and he's in there. Oh, goodness, that should have been caught. Daniel Mateo pulled up at the last second, and it dropped right in front of it. That's a fly ball that Mateo will tell you he's got to catch. He thought Rodriguez was going to grab it and then pulled up at the last second. Just lack of communication for the Rough Riders in the outfield. It falls in, and there are runners at first and third. Cole Cummings bats now. And the offering is down and in. One ball and no strikes. So a mistake in the outfield for the Rough Riders, and there's still just one out. Krauth pitches, and it finds the outside corner a strike. One ball and one strike on Cummings. Double play is in order now for Krauth, though, with and one out still. The pitch. Breaking ball, tapped towards second. Acosta's got it on his second for one. Rodriguez to first, not in time. Run scores. Hit too softly to try and get the two. And it's now 4-0 San Antonio. Valenzuela eliminated at second base for the second out. Cummings safe at first with an RBI fielder's choice. Went 4-6. Robbie Tenerowicz, the eighth man up in the inning, he stands in. 4-0 Missions, the pitch. Curveball inside, one ball and no strikes. Four runs on five hits in the game. Four runs on four hits in the inning for San Antonio. The offering is low and outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Tanerowicz has grounded out twice today. So Mission's very happy to see Kamar Rocker leave this ballgame and taking advantage. 2-0. Breaking ball inside corner for a strike, and it's now 2-1 on Tanerowicz. First things first, after you get out of this inning, you got to figure out Henry Baez. He's perfect game. The Riders do 5. Throw over to first, not in time. It skips away just a couple of feet from the Riders' first baseman, Abimelech Ortiz. Not far enough away for any damage. Well, the Missions are 3-for-4 with runners in scoring position in this inning. They have as many hits in this inning and with runners in scoring position as they had in the entirety of the first three games combined. The pitch way inside, all the way back to the backstop behind Tanerowicz. A wild pitch makes it 3-1 and moves Cummings up to second. It slipped out of Crowd's hands. 3 balls and 1 strike now. Castagnon on deck, representing the ninth man up if he gets to the plate in his fifth inning. 3-1. Breaking ball for a strike on the inside corner, and it's 3-2. Krauth readies from the stretch. He's got his sign and the payoff pitch. Swinging a soft roller foul down the left side. Still 3 balls and 2 strikes. Krauth has thrown now 25 pitches. In his fifth inning. Swinging a ground ball softly to short off the end of the bat. Rodriguez collects, throws onto first, and retires Tanerowicz for the final out here in the fifth inning. But the damage done. 4 runs come across on 4 hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. We go to the top of the sixth inning. The Riders trail 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the top of the sixth inning, Kamar Rodriguez starts it for the Riders. It's the bottom third of the order against Henry Baez, who's gone 15 up, 15 down against Frisco. 4-0 San Antonio, top of the sixth inning. And Baez deals, first pitch curve in there for a strike. It's 0-1. One floating in there at 77 miles an hour. Baez has struck out 7, the 0-1. A fly ball off the end of the bat to shallow left field. Cummings racing on. Reyes, the shortstop, called off. Cummings makes the catch. One out and Cooper Johnson, the batter. Johnson, the fifth strikeout victim for Baez, his first time up in the third. And Johnson calls time before making his way up to the plate. A quick two-pitch at bat for Rodriguez, and Johnson had to make sure he got the catcher's gear off before getting up there and taking his time. Baez rocks and offers home. That's up and in, and it's one ball and no strikes. The Riders without a single base runner tonight. 1-0. Curveball whacked in the air out to left field, sending Cummings back at the warning track at the wall. Out of here! Cooper Johnson breaks up the perfect game with a solo home run to left center, and the Riders are on the board. They trail 4-1. Cooper Johnson blasts off for the ninth time this year. And the Riders hit their first home run of the series. That was a moonshot out to left center field, a rain-making fly ball. And the first pitch to Daniel Mateo is low, one ball and no strikes. The Riders get on the board in a big, big way. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball low and outside. One ball and one strike. Mateo bounced out to second back in the third. The pitch. There's a ground ball fouled on the left side. 1-2. So now the monkey is off your back if you're the Rough Riders. You got your first hit. You got your first run. And now you can kind of settle in and try and crawl back in this three-run deficit. 1-2. Mateo takes inside 2-2. Hopefully strings some base runners together as well. Two-two pitch on the way. Breaking ball, soft roller foul up the third baseline. And it's still two balls and two strikes. Bobby Malacky trying to make that play in the bullpen down the left side with his ball cap for San Antonio. He has to go chase after it. Baez looks over the top of his glove in the 2-2. That's down and in. Three balls and two strikes on Mateo. Alejandro Osuna representing the top of the order on deck. 3-2. Soft liner off the fist out towards third and short, and they come together and both of them miss it. It hits off Ripken Reyes, the shortstop's leg, and Daniel Mateo reaches. It was a humpback liner out to Reyes. Castañón cut in front of him, and then they both kind of olayed it, and it hit off Reyes's leg and over to the right side. They give him a hit on that? What? They put up a hit on the board. We'll wait for the official scoring. I don't see a world in which that's a hit. Here's the offering home to Osuna, and he swings and cracks it into right center field. Hall is back. And he is shy of the warning track there to make the catch. And there's the second out. That's a deep alley in right center field. Osuna gave that one a ride. 101 miles an hour off the bat. So a fly out. Top of the order now. Second old hitter Max Acosta stands in with two down. Right-handed batter. And the offering home. That's on the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Yeah, so they do give Daniel Mateo a base hit on that line drive to shortstop, so he now has a six-game hitting streak. Wow. 0-1 pitch. Inside. One ball and one strike. You normally would think the only... A tough decision for an official score on that kind of play would be who to give the air on, but you assume it's got to go on Ripken Reyes, the shortstop, but they go base hit. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Inside, and it's two balls and one strike. Cooper Johnson giving the Riders their first run, I should say, earlier in this inning with a solo homer. Pitch home. It's right down the middle of a strike, and it's 2-2. Now trying to string together some base runners here in this sixth inning. 2-2 offering. Ground ball foul back behind home, and it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Riders with that win yesterday, now 14-1 against San Antonio. That home run from Cooper was just the 10th combined homer in the 15 games these two teams have played this year. 2-2. Bounces down in the dirt. 3 balls and 2 strikes. There's not been a lot of offense in between these two teams in this series this season. And I'm starting to see a little bit more as this series has gone on. The Riders scored 11 runs in game two. 3-2 pitch to Max Acosta. Low and away, ball four. Mateo down to second. Acosta walks. Two out base runners for the Rough Riders, and Cody Freeman stands in. There starts to be some action out in left field. It's Carter Lowen who's loosening. And Jeff Andrews comes out of the dugout, and the pitching coach is going to go talk things over with his right-hander Baez. Missions lead it. We're in the top of the sixth inning on this beautiful Friday night. This is the guy you want up, Cody Freeman. Josh Hatcher has the night off tonight. Freeman is 10th in the league in OPS, 2nd in the league in doubles, 2nd in extra base hits, 2nd in total bases. He's having an incredible season. Tim Tawa is the only one who's ahead of him in a lot of those categories. Andrews has set his piece, and he's back to the dugout. So Daniel Mateo at second base, Max Acosta at first, and Cody Freeman due up. Hey, Riders fans, we want to remind you that the Riders have made the playoffs this year, and they'll host at least one game on Thursday, September 19th, and an if-necessary game on Friday, September 20th. And if they advance to the championship series, it'll be September 22nd that they host. Get your tickets at RidersBaseball.com for the 2024 Texas League playoffs. First pitch is inside to Cody Freeman, and it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. Freeman 0 for 2. He struck out and grounded out. 1-0. There's a high pop-up right side, foul ground. Tanerowicz over towards the Riders' dugout onto the warning track, makes the catch. Side retired. Oh, one run for the Rough Riders on 2 hits, no errors, and 2 left on. They're on the board, but still trail 4-1 into the bottom of the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims.
As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Peace up, A-Town down.
Cody Freeman here. Let's head back to Riders Field.
We're at the bottom of the sixth inning from San Antonio. The Rough Riders, a 4-1 deficit. Marcos Castagnon, Robert Perez Jr., Ray Patrick Ditter. The 3-2 up, it's 5-6-7, and the first pitch from Nick Krauth is on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Krauth looking for a bounce-back inning in this bottom of the sixth. The pitch, a breaking ball at the top of the zone, a strike, 0-2. He allowed four runs on four hits in that fifth inning. 0-2 offering. Swinging a soft roller foul down the left side. It's still no balls and two strikes on Castagnon, who's 0-2 today with a ground out to short and a strikeout. If you're just joining us, Kamar Rocker with the start today for the Rough Riders. 0-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball to third. Freeman backs up on it. Backhands. Throws onto first. And on one hop, he gets him. Bounce it intentionally on the grass. Easy pick for Ortiz. And there's one away. Robert Perez Jr. stands in now for the Missions. Bottom of the sixth inning, 4-1 San Antonio. Kamar Rocker went four shutout innings, allowing just one hit in his start. He struck out four and walked one. Pitch to Perez is at the top of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-1. Perez began the fifth inning with a four-pitch walk against Crown. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball inside. 1-1. Rocker did all that damage on just 43 pitches over his four innings. He was incredible again today. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Off the outside corner on another breaking ball. It's one ball and two strikes on Perez. Rocker has now gone seven innings across two starts for the Riders. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Krauth got him with another breaking ball off the outside corner. Two down. First strikeout for Krauth. Ray Patrick Ditter stands in now. Krauth winds in the first pitch. Chopped foul down the left side. 0-1. So two starts for Rocker, seven shutout innings, allowing just two hits with eight strikeouts. Sounds pretty good. Only one walk as well. He has been fantastic, as advertised. Ditter broke his bat. He has to go get a new one. We mentioned that Ditter had two hits in the opener of this series, one of them being a game-tying home run. That's his only multi-hit game in his last 15 games. In fact, he has just three hits in his last 16 games, including tonight. Three for his last 52. He has been cold at the plate. 0-1. He swings and misses on a breaking ball off the outside corner. 0-2. Bases clear, two down here in the sixth inning. And time call. And they do change the base hit for Daniel Mateo to an E5 from last inning. The 0-2 is flying into center field and shallow. Osuna coming on. He measures it, and he makes the catch to retire the side in the sixth inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Very nice bounce back by Nick Krauth in the sixth. Top of the seventh inning next. The Rough Riders trail 4-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor.
With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Carter Lowen takes over on the mound as we go to the top of the seventh inning. It's 4-1 Missions. Henry Baez is done in his start for San Antonio, and he was fantastic. Six innings of one-run ball with seven strikeouts, only two hits, or one hit, I should say, for the Rough Riders, as the pitch is outside to Luis Mieses, and it's one ball and no strikes. They changed that hit to an error on Daniel Mateo's line drive, the pitch. There's a fly ball foul down the left side, and it's now one ball and one strike to Mieses. So six innings of one hit, one run ball. Solo homer by Cooper Johnson, the only hit for the Riders. 1-1. That's just below the zone, and it's two balls and one strike on Mieses, who's 0 for 2 today. Carter Lowen, the 25-year-old native of Canada, went to Hawaii for college. 2-1. In the air down the left side and out of play. 2-2. The sun is setting right now in San Antonio, and it is a gorgeous sky right now. The white wispy clouds that were along the horizon have gone over our heads now, and they are a beautiful shade of pink, looking like wisps of cotton candy in the sky above us. 2-2. Outside corner, strike three called. Mieses down on strikes. One away, and Bimelec Ortiz stands in there. Only shame is these skies never look as good on the camera as they do in person. The pitch. That's down and in, and it's one ball and no strikes. Anytime you try to take a picture of a sunset, it looks cool. But when you look back on it, never quite as cool as it does in person. 1-0. That's down and into Ortiz, and it's two balls and no strikes. Maybe I'm just not taking pictures right. I'm getting head nods over here to my left. Okay, I get it. Two balls and no strikes on Ortiz, the pitch. That flutters across the outside corner, a strike, 2-1. Four runs on five hits and an error for San Antonio. The Rider is a run on a hit and no errors. Lowen deals. And it's just inside. Three balls and one strike. We've seen Carter Lowen a few times this season for San Antonio. As the tall right-hander has his sign. He pitches. Ortiz takes inside. Ball four. Now, Abby walks with one out. Aaron Zavala makes his way to the plate. Riders trailing by three in this top of the seventh inning. Lowen, in four appearances against the Rough Riders, has not allowed a run in 5 2/3 innings. No runs on four hits with six strikeouts and a walk. First pitch to Z. Fouled away to the left side. It's 0-1. Zavala has struck out and grounded out tonight. They mentioned how the Rough Riders have had so much success this season against San Antonio. It's gone back even further than that. The 0-1. It's on the outside corner, a strike, 0-2. This franchise was a double-A franchise for a long, long time. I mean, baseball has been played back into the 1880s here in San Antonio, before double-A baseball was even a thing. 0-2. Swing and a miss, and a ball down and in for strike three, and the ball gets away from the catcher back behind home to the backstop, and that allows Ortiz to move up to second. And because first base was occupied, Zavala can't go down to first. So two outs, and Caber Rodriguez stands in with Abby at second. Ryder is trying to get at least one run here in this seventh inning. The San Antonio was a AAA franchise, though, in 2019. They were a Brewers affiliate in the Pacific Coast League before returning to the Texas League in 2021. The pitch, fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Since they've come back to the AA level, the Riders have a winning record against them in every single season, the last four seasons. It's the only team in the Texas League they have a winning record against in each of the last four seasons. The 0-1. Down and away. Skips away back behind the plate. Valenzuela back to grab it. Not before Ortiz goes down to third base. Another wild pitch. Two in the inning. And upon appeal, Rodriguez did not go on the check swing. And it's one ball and one strike. The Riders, in those last 4 years, have not only had a winning record, they have flat-out dominated them. The pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. 55-26 head-to-head. It's a winning percentage of just under .700. The pitch is on the outside edge, a breaking ball in the dirt. It's blocked. And it's two balls and two strikes. Valenzuela is saving a run there. Cooper Johnson, who homered his last time up, is on deck. 2-2, two outs, runner at third. Riders down by three in this seventh inning. Offering in. Swinging a line drive in a left field, down the line, fair ball, base hit. Ortiz scores. Rodriguez around his second base. He pulls in right there. It's an RBI double. Riders trim the lead. It's now 4-2 Missions. A hot shot liner on a 2-2 pitch that was up in the zone, and Rodriguez turned and burned on it. 104 miles an hour exit velocity. He's at second base for Cooper Johnson, representing the tying run, already with a homer tonight. Johnson, right-handed batter, homered out to left center, his ninth of the season in the sixth. The pitch. He takes one on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. So the Riders get a walk, two wild pitches, and then an RBI double with two outs here in this seventh inning. And they're back on the board in consecutive innings. They now trail 4-2. 0-1 pitch to Johnson. Up and in, right off the mask of the home plate umpire. Stutz back to the backstop, kicks away over to the on-deck circle, and Rodriguez stays at third. He had a wide turn around third base, though. And that was a direct shot right off of Stutz's mask, the home plate umpire. Valenzuela completely whiffed on it. Looks like he's okay, but it's the third wild pitch in the inning for Carter Lowen. And Lowen asks for Valenzuela to come out and chat. So he walks out as Valenzuela has gotten his sprints in this inning, running down the ball back behind home. Almost like what Bob Uecker used to say when he was Phil Niekro's personal catcher, the knuckleball artist. He said, "I wasn't his personal catcher, I was his personal chaser." That's what Valenzuela's been here in this inning. 1-1 and one strike. Rodriguez at third. One more wild pitch would make it a one-run game with two down. Low and stretches and deals. Johnson swings and skies it foul out of play to the right side. It's one ball and two strikes. You just have this feeling that the Riders, even though they're down, are not out of this game. Never out of it against San Antonio. One ball and two strikes on Johnson. Low and pitches. Breaking ball. Line drive foul down the left side. Rodriguez scrambled down to the dirt. And that ball nearly hit him in foul territory. That's one ball and two strikes still on Johnson. More action out of the bullpen now for San Antonio. They get the left-hander Jason Blanchard up. One, two. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Johnson down on strikes. The Riders draw a run closer, though. RBI double. Caper Rodriguez. They now trail 4-2. We go into the bottom of the seventh inning. It's stretch time. Riders down by a pair on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
We're into the home half of the seventh. Rough Riders trail 4-2. Nick Krauth back onto the mound. He faces 8-9-1 in the San Antonio lineup. This beautiful night for baseball. A good ball game between these two teams. First pitch to Juan Zabala. It's on the outside corner. A strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. We check in on the big league club. The Rangers battling the Red Sox as the pitch is outside. And it's one ball and one strike. Game one of that three-game weekend series. And not good news for the father club as the pitch is sent in the air out to left center field. Mateo cutting over. He's under it. And he pulls it across his body for the first down. Connor Hollis bats now. 4-2. Missions lead it. Bottom seven. Boston leads 9-3 over Texas. And the top of the sixth inning. Jose Ureña allowed 7 runs across his 4 innings in his start today. Offering home is a breaking ball high, 1-0. More bad news for the Rangers today on the starting pitching front as Max Scherzer was placed on the injured list earlier today, the 1-0. There's a line drive into right center. Mies is cutting over, and it's just out of his reach and passed him all the way to the fence. Hollis can run. He's on his horse around second, on his way to third, and no throw. One out triple for Connor Hollis. Mieses was cutting over and took an angle directly to the baseball. It was just out of his reach, and then he had to run behind it as it scooted past him and all the way to the wall. Hollis with an easy triple. And Ripken Reyes stands in now as the Rough Riders infield comes in. Frisco, a 4-2 deficit in this bottom of the seventh inning. Here's the stretch, and Crouth fires. Just high. 1-0. Crouth thinking that hit the top of the zone, didn't get the call. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0. Grounded foul up the first baseline, 1-1. Back to the Rangers game, the perfect microcosm of the month of July for the Rangers. Corey Seager won Player of the Month for the Rangers, as voted upon by the team, and he has two homers today. The pitch. That's outside. Two balls and one strike. You think if Corey Seager hits a couple homers that he might have a pretty good shot at winning? Well, the Red Sox have put up 9 runs. Mayody Taveras also homering, former Rough Rider. 1-2. There's a fly ball into left center field. Mateo under it. He's there to make the catch. Hollis tags. Mateo rifles towards the plate. The throw up the line. And Hollis scores. Sack fly for Ripken Reyes. And there are two down here in the seventh. It's now 5-2 Mission. Brandon Valenzuela steps in now. Valenzuela 1-for-3. The pitch. Chopped at the first baseline. It trickles foul. It's 0-1. So the Riders, having scored runs in the sixth and the seventh innings, San Antonio immediately answers in the seventh. San Antonio. Crouth winds in the 0-1. At the top of the zone, a strike. It's 0-2. Valenzuela singled into left. Back in the fifth as the pitch is lined into right center. That one's down for a hit. Osuna slides in right center to cut it off and slings it back in. Valenzuela with his second hit today. And Cole Cummings, the batter. Well, in this stretch where San Antonio has lost 13 of their last 17 games, it's the worst record in all of AA during that stretch. They are the worst offensive team in the league in their last 17 games. The pitch, a swing and a miss over the top of a breaking ball by Cole Cummings, and it's 0-1. Averaging under 3 runs a game, and with an OPS of 575, both last in the Texas League. Crouth the 0-1. And there's a breaking ball in the outside corner for strike two. It's 0-2. They also were the second worst pitching team by ERA during that stretch in the Texas League. But here they are with 7 hits tonight. The pitch. Rifled into left center. That one's down for another hit. Mateo nabs it in left center and throws it in. But it's back-to-back two-out singles against Crouth in this seventh inning. And Robbie Tanerowicz is the batter. And Cooper Johnson will go out and have a chat. The Missions haven't beat the Rough Riders here at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium since July 1st, 2023. Frisco has won all 10 games here in San Antonio this year. Still 2 innings to play after this one. Crouth trying to get out of this jam. It's 5-2 Missions. Runners at first and second. And the things that really hurt are 2-out base hits, and the things that really, really hurt are 2-out, 2-strike base hits. Both of those singles coming on 0-2 pitches against Valenzuela and Cummings. First pitch, Tanerowicz takes a strike with a breaking ball on the upper edge inside corner. It's 0-1. Tenorowicz 0 for 3 today. The pitch. Below the zone, it misses. One ball and one strike. Good crowd on hand at the Wolf tonight. 1-1 pitch. On the inside corner, a strike, and it's 1-2. So now Kraut trying to put him away as Seth Clark gets up and will start to throw in the Rough Riders bullpen if he can't get Stanerowitz here. 1-2 pitch on the way from the right-hander. Breaking ball, tagged foul down the left side. Still one ball and two strikes. Stanerowitz just 1-for-13 in the series. Krauth looks in, he's got his sign. And the 1-2. Breaking ball, high fly ball down the left side, but foul. And it's still 1-2 on Tenorowicz. That ball with home run distance down the left field line, but foul by a good 100 feet. Cummings at first, Valenzuela at second. One run in this bottom of the seventh. Riders trail by three. And Seth Clark has started to throw out of the Riders' pen. Krauth brings it in. Check swing on a breaking ball away. They appeal and he held. Two balls and two strikes on Tenorowicz. This will be the seventh offering to the first baseman. Krauth readies at the chest and fires. Fastball just outside. Three balls, two strikes. The runners will take off on this pitch and get a head start with two outs. Krauth deals. There's a ground ball up the third baseline and foul. It's still three balls, two strikes. Tenorowicz has had long at-bats battling so far in this series. He had an 11-pitch at-bat against Mitch Brad in the first inning yesterday. Take it back to game one. He fouled off three pitches in a row in the second inning as well. Three foul balls in this at-bat. The pitch, runners go again. It's another ground ball foul to the left side. And it's still 3-2. Tenorowicz's nickname is Bird, a nickname that he garnered when he was at Cal in college. He's always been a fan favorite everywhere he's gone. He plays it up for the crowd. Long curly hair poking out the back of his black helmet. 3-2 pitch again. Runners go again. Outside, ball four, back to the backstop. And Johnson has to go retrieve it. The bases are loaded. We'll see if that's it for Nick Krauth, if Seth Clark is ready to go or not. Kavika Emsley-Pye, the acting manager, is talking it over with John Goble, Riders pitching coach. We'll see if John Goble will go out and have a chat with him. Instead, he calls out to Cooper Johnson, and he says, go chat with him. So Johnson pulls in the entire infield. This could be a stall tactic as well to get Seth Clark warming in the pen and make sure he throws a couple more offerings. 5-2, Rough Riders trail, bottom of the seventh inning. Bases loaded and two down. I want to remind you one more time that the Riders are back in the playoffs for the second time in the last 3 years. Riders will host a playoff game on September 19th and an if necessary game on September 20th. And if they advance to the championship series on Sunday, September 22nd, they will host the first game of the championship series. Don't miss out on the Riders' quest for the Texas League title. Get your tickets now for the Riders' playoff run at ridersbaseball.com. It was a stall tactic. Kavika Emsley-Pye out of the dugout now, and he's going to make the pitching change. Seth Clark out of the bullpen, I should say, and he'll take over for Nick Krauth on the mound. We'll step aside. Riders trail 5-2. Bottom of the seventh inning, bases loaded and two outs when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Riders trail 5-2, bottom of the seventh inning. Seth Clark with the bases loaded behind him deals into Marcos Castagnon, and it's inside. One ball and no strikes. So Seth Clark taking over for Nick Krauth in this seventh inning. Max full behind him. He stretches, and the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good slider, and it's 1-1. Three-quarters arm slot for the left-hander facing the right-hander, Castagnon. Tenerowitz at first, Cummings at second, Valenzuela the runner at third. 1-1. Ground ball out to third. Freeman's got it. Fires onto second and gets him, and the inning is over. Seth Clark comes in and does his job. He gets the fielder's choice, 5-4. And the Rough Riders strand three in the seventh. They trail 5-2 to the top of the eighth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
David Morgan, the right-hander, takes over on the mound for the Missions in the top of the eighth inning. It's 5-2. San Antonio leads the Rough Riders. 9-1-2, due up for Frisco. Daniel Mateo to start it. And the first pitch on the way from Morgan. Low and outside, 1-0. Morgan, the 24-year-old, 6-foot, 185 pounds. He's making his second appearance in this series. He readies and brings it in. Swing and a miss off the outside corner. Mateo went fishing, and it's one ball and one strike. Morgan threw two innings, allowing a pair of runs in the opener of this series on two sack flies in the seventh and the eighth innings for the Riders. 1-1 home to Mateo. There's a line drive into right field, pushing Perez back. He's under it, though, and makes the grab. One out for the top of the order in Alejandro Osuna. 5-2, missions out in front. David Morgan has a very interesting story. He began as a two-way player initially at Orange Coast Junior College in California. Here's the stretch in the offering home. And misses down, and it's one ball and no strikes. If that college sounds familiar to you, his head coach was John Altobelli. And John Altobelli tragically passed away in 2021. Here's the stretch in the 1-0 offering. There's a line shot in the left center field, pushing Hollis back into the alley. He reaches out and hauls it in. Hollis has been extremely impressive in the outfield and in center in this series. Two outs here in the eighth, and Max Acosta bats now. Altobelli was tragically in the same helicopter and in the same helicopter accident that took the life of Kobe Bryant back in 2021. And after two seasons there at Orange Coast, he transferred to Hope International. The pitch outside the backstop, and it's one ball and no strikes. And a flourish there was taken by the Padres organization, and he's turned into a pretty darn good reliever for their org. Well, he struggled this year in San Antonio to the tune of a 5.71 ERA. 1-0. Swinging a ground ball to the left side. That leaks through into left field. Max Acosta singling into left with two down. Riders with a two-out base runner for Cody Freeman. Trailing 5-2. Got to imagine if you're able to get at least one run here, you put yourself within striking distance in the ninth if Seth Clark can throw a scoreless bottom of the eighth inning. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Freeman chased downstairs, and it's 0-1. Morgan finds himself as the number 26 prospect in the Padres organization. He readies and offers in the 0-1. Breaking ball low. One ball and one strike. Not to take anything away from Morgan, but he's a guy who probably wouldn't be a prospect in most orgs. The Padres have traded away so many of their prospects recently. They have a lot of guys sprouting up at the bottom of their lists. 1-1 is high and inside on Freeman. And it's two balls and one strike. Morgan has been a little bit erratic this season. 8 walks in 17 and a third innings. He sets in the 2-1. Before that, a throw over to first, chasing Acosta back. There is action out of the bullpen now for San Antonio again, as a left-hander has started to throw. Once again, it's Blanchard. I feel like he's gotten up in every inning and every game in this series. The pitch is a check swing, and Freeman went around on a breaking ball well outside. Two balls and two strikes. That breaking ball is the reason why Morgan is a prospect. It's a good pitch. He's gotten a lot of bad swings from the Rough Riders, both in the opener of this series and that one there. The pitch. There's a swing and a soft ground ball out to short. Reyes has got it. Fires onto first, and he retires Freeman. Side retired as well here in the eighth inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on. Bottom of the eighth inning next. It's 5-2. Missions lead the Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
On On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join the Rough Riders for Classic TV Night on Friday, August 23rd as the San Antonio Missions come to town. A Mr. T impersonator will be on hand with the A-Team van replica for a great throwback night. Come ready to represent your favorite television classic and stay late for Fireworks Friday after the 7:05 first pitch on Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom half of the eighth inning. Rough Riders trailing 5-2 and hoping for a scoreless inning from Seth Clark. Trying to crawl back in this game and get an opportunity in the top of the ninth inning to get three runs to tie. Robert Perez, Ray Patrick Ditter, Juan Zabala, 6, 7, and 8, I should say, in the order. Clark, the third pitcher for the Rough Riders. Kamar Rocker, Nick Krauth, and now Clark. The pitch. On the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. If you're just joining us, Rocker, 4 strikeouts over his 4 shutout innings, allowing just one hit and walking one. He was fantastic again. The 0-1. Ground ball chopped at the third baseline, a foul ball. And it's 0-2. Rocker has now thrown 7 shutout innings, I should say, in his 2 starts with the Rough Riders with 8 strikeouts. Clark readies in the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Slider down low and inside. He strikes out Perez. One away. Nasty pitch. That slider, when it's been on, has been really good for Clark. Clark's numbers overall have been good this season. The biggest trouble with him is the command. He tends to flirt with a lot of base runners, and that can hurt him. The pitch is a swing and a miss, and another good slider. Weak wave from Ditter, and it's 0-1. This season, a 3.27 ERA with the Rough Riders for Clark. 0-1. And the left-hander misses outside with a changeup. It's 1-1. In 33 innings, 35 strikeouts, but 23 walks. 1-1. Outside. Just off Johnson's glove, and it's 2-1. He's giving up an average of over a base runner and a half per inning. 2-1. Breaking ball fits on the outside edge, a strike, and it's 2-2. The Riders will have game 5 of this series tomorrow with the mission. 7:05 first pitch, expected to turn to Ryan Garcia for the start. 2-2. Outside 3-2. Garcia 8-4 this year with a 3.95 ERA. He's been fantastic in his sophomore season here in Frisco. Especially lately, he's really turned a corner. 3-2. Fouled straight back, and it's still 3-2. Ryan Burgert will go on the other side. Another Padres top prospect. Burgert, the number 3 prospect and top pitching prospect in the Padres org. 3-2 pitch. Strike 3 called. Got him at the knees. Fastball from the left-hander at 93. 2 outs. Back-to-back K's for Seth Clark. And Juan Zabala steps in now. The designated hitter. He's 1-for-3. A butt base hit and a run scored in the fifth. An As it stands right now, the series finale will be at 6:05 as the pitch is grounded right to the third baseman in the drawn-in infield. Cody Freeman's got it at the chest and throws him out at first. Inning over. 1-2-3 inning for Seth Clark. We go to the top of the ninth inning next. Rough Riders will have the middle third of the order due up, trailing 5-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top nine, middle third of the order due up for the Rough Riders. Frisco trailing 5-2. A new pitcher out on the mound for the Missions. It's a player who does not have a number on the roster. They are wearing different uniforms tonight. We're checking on who it is. That's Rountson on the hill. Ethan Rountson, right-hander, facing Luis Mieses on the mound. First pitch, there's a breaking ball outside, one ball and no strike, so the Riders trail 5-2 in the top of the ninth inning. Mieses is 0-3 today. The pitch, a swing and a soft tapper foul to the right side, it's 1-1. If you're just joining us, the Riders fell behind 4-0 when San Antonio scored four runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Cooper Johnson then homered in the sixth. Riders put up another run in the seventh, but the Missions answered the offering. A line foul out of play down the left side, 1-2. They answered with a run coming across and a sacrifice fly in the bottom of the seventh inning to make it 5-2, and that's where we currently stand. Pitch is down, and it's 2-2. Riders, if they cannot come back, it'll be their first loss here in this building in 11 tries this season. The pitch. There's a line drive at first. It's a diving stop by the first baseman, Tanerowicz. Race to the bag, not in time. Mieses is safe, and Tanerowicz is fired up, arguing with Jack Wasson, the first base umpire. He cannot believe it. He thought he made the catch and then got up and raced to the first base bag as he clearly trapped the ball, and Mieses is called safe at first. He dove towards first base, and it was a really close play at first. Really close. But it looked like that Tanerowicz just got there as we take another look at the replay. And the acting manager, Miguel Del Castillo, is out there talking this over, and he's not going to win this argument. An infield single for Mieses, and the Rough Riders will take it. Only their fourth hit tonight. Here's Abimelech Ortiz. First pitch. There's a pop-up into shallow left field. Cummings right there. And he makes the catch. One away for Aaron Zavala here in the ninth. Zavala 0 for 3 with two strikeouts. The pitch. Outside corner, breaking ball for a strike, 0-1. Meaces leads from first. The offering is just inside. Even in the count at 1-1, routes in the right-handed side armor from the stretch. The 1-1. Ground ball foul back behind home. It's 1-2. Riders just trying to find base runners here in the ninth inning. That's what they need. One, two. Outside, 2-2. Crowd wanted strike three. Gabriel Rodriguez in the seventh spot in the order on deck. 2-2 to Zavala. The right-hander's pitch. There's a fly ball lifted into left center field. Cummings back on the run. He's there. He's got it. Two down. One of the deepest parts of the ballpark to hit it to. And Zavala flies out to left. Two outs, and here's Gabriel Rodriguez. Five-two, Riders trail. Rodriguez, the right-handed batter against the right-handed side armor, and the first pitch is a swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Meaces leads from first. 0-1. There's a fly ball into left field. Ryan Cummings. He's there, and he makes the catch. Ball game over. Riders fall 5-2 to San Antonio. But the Riders drop the first game that they've lost here in over a calendar year, and their first one in 11 games that they've lost here at the Wolf. We'll break it down to the postgame show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
We welcome you back into San Antonio. The Rough Riders fall by a final score of 5-2 on this Friday night. Final line scores for both teams, 5 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error for San Antonio. And the Missions, they on offense stranded 6 on the base paths. Rough Riders, 2 runs on 4 hits. They stranded 5 on the offensive side. Final game time, 2 hours and 10 minutes. A quick one here from San Antone in front of 3,491 fans at the Wolf. Rough Riders fell behind in the bottom of the 5th inning in this one. 4 runs across for San Antonio against Nick Grout, the reliever who picks up the loss tonight. It was a barrage of 4 runs on 4 hits in the 5th. The Riders being perfect game through 5 1/3 innings by Henry Baez, the winning pitcher tonight. He allowed just the solo homer by Cooper Johnson in the 6th inning. Then Frisco drew within 2 runs after an RBI double by Caber Rodriguez in the 7th, but the Missions answered back with a sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 7th inning, and they win this one by a final score of 5-2. We'll give you some scores around the league, tell you what the Parent Club did tonight, and set up tomorrow's pitching matchup when we return here on the postgame show. Riders drop it 5-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
One final time on this Friday night, we welcome you into San Antonio here on the postgame show. Riders drop game 4 of this series 5-2 to the Missions. Let's take a look around the scoreboard, and we start with the Rangers in action right now in the top of the 8th inning at Globe Life Field against the Red Sox, and they currently trail 9-6 against Boston. It was a tough start from Jose Ureña, who allowed 7 runs over his 4 innings in his start. And then the offense is getting going for the Rangers, but unfortunately in a big hole. Corey Seager has 2 homers and 3 RBIs tonight. And Leody Taveras with a home run. And Marcus Semien with a 2-run homer as well. It's a tough night just because the pitching has allowed the 9 runs, but the Rangers have to be a little bit more pleased with some offensive production, especially from Seager after a great month of July, going 3-for-3 with 3 RBIs and 3 runs scored. Just so far, not enough. That game again in the top of the 8th inning. At the AAA level, Round Rock in action against Sugar Land, the Astros affiliate. That game in the top of the 6th inning down at Dell Diamond. Brian Chi got the start in the game. He struggled, allowing 4 runs, 3 earned over 2 2/3 innings. Steven Jennings surrendered a run over 2 1/3 innings, and then Florencio Serrano is out of the bullpen right now for the Express. On the offensive side, Blaine Crim continues to just hammer the baseball. He's got a hit today in 2 at-bats. Jonathan Ornelas is 2-for-2 as well at the plate, and Sandro Fabian with a double on the offensive side for the Express, and Sugarland just put up another run on an RBI double by Shea Whitcomb against Serrano, so it's now 6-3 Sugarland. They have the best record in all of minor league baseball, so a pretty formidable opponent for the Express. At the high A level, Hickory drops it to Asheville, the Rockies affiliate, by a final score of 10-6. And both teams with double-digit hits in that ballgame, but Asheville got up 6-4 early on and didn't look back, adding on a few runs down the stretch of that one. At the low A level, the Braves affiliate Augusta, they get blanked by the Down East Wood Ducks, the best pitching team in all minor league baseball by ERA. The Woodies won 4-0, and they got the victory from Thomas Ireland, who made the 22-year-old, who made the start, or I should say the relief appearance, and went 5 innings in long relief in that one, picking up the victory in his first game of the season with Down East after making 5 appearances for them last year. In terms of the scores in the Texas League, there is only one game finalized, and it's ours. All the other games are still going. In the bottom of the eighth inning, Wichita leading 8-4 over Northwest Arkansas. That game being played in Wichita. Down in Corpus Christi, just 2 hours south of here at Whataburger Field, it's 5-1, Amarillo in front of the Hooks. While Arkansas leads 5-1 over Midland, that's good news for the Rough Riders. If Midland loses, they'll still be tied for first place in the Texas League South. That game in the eighth inning. And in the bottom of the seventh inning, at One Oak Field, Tulsa trailing Springfield at home 3-0. The Rough Riders in Missions will play Game 5 of this six-game series tomorrow. First pitch at 7:05. Ryan Garcia is slated to start for the Rough Riders. He's 8-4 with a 3.95 ERA. Ryan Burgert on the other side, the number 3 prospect for San Antonio's parent club, the Padres, and the number 1 pitching prospect in the organization. He will pitch for the Missions. He's 1-7 with a 6.07 ERA. So again, first pitch at 7:05 tomorrow. We'll talk to you at 6:50 for the pregame show, and we'll have Jackson Kelly, the newest Rough Riders reliever. He'll be our pregame guest. Had a great chat with him earlier today. So looking forward to that one here on the pregame show for tomorrow's ballgame. That's going to do it for us on the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible. For my partner Luke Maley back in Frisco, I'm Zach Bigley saying thanks for picking us up tonight. 5-2, Missions beat the Rough Riders tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:50 for a 7:05 first pitch. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!